Chapter 49. Concerning the children of Ammon. Thus saith Jehovah, Hath Israel no sons? Hath he no heir? Why is Malcham heir of Gad, and his people dwell in the cities thereof? Therefore, behold, days come, saith Jehovah, that I will cause the clamour of war to be heard in Rabbah of the children of Ammon, and it shall be a desolate heap, and her towns shall be burned with fire, and Israel shall possess them that possessed him, saith Jehovah. Howl, Heshbon, for Ai is laid waste. Cry, daughters of Rabbah, gird you with sackcloth, lament, and run to and fro within the enclosures. For Malcham shall go into captivity, his priests and his princes together. Wherefore gloriest thou in the valleys? Thy valley shall flow down, O backsliding daughter, that trusteth in her treasures, saying, Who shall come against me? Behold, I will bring a fear upon thee, saith the Lord Jehovah of hosts, from all that are about thee, and ye shall be driven out every man right forth, and none shall assemble the fugitives. And afterwards I will turn the captivity of the children of Ammon, saith Jehovah. Concerning Edom, thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Is there no more wisdom in Teman? Is counsel perished from the prudent? Is their wisdom spent? Flee, turn back, dwell deep down, ye inhabitants of Dedan, for I will bring the calamity of Esau upon him, the time that I visit him. If grape gatherers had come to thee, would they not have left a gleaning? If thieves by night, they would destroy only till they had enough. But I have made Esau bare. I have uncovered his secret places, that he is unable to hide himself. His seed is wasted, and his brethren and his neighbours, and he is not. Leave thine orphans, I will preserve them alive, and let thy widows trust in me. For thus saith Jehovah, Behold, they whose judgment was not to drink of the cup shall assuredly drink. And thou indeed, shouldest thou be altogether unpunished? Thou shalt not go unpunished, but thou shalt surely drink. For I have sworn by myself, saith Jehovah, that Bozrah shall become an astonishment, a reproach, a waste, and a curse, and all the cities thereof shall be perpetual wastes. I have heard a rumour from Jehovah, and an ambassador is sent among the nations. Gather yourselves together and come against her and rise up for the battle. For behold, I have made thee small among the nations, despised among men. Thy terribleness, the pride of thy heart, hath deceived thee. Thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, that holdest the height of the hill, though thou shouldest make thy nest high as the eagle, I will bring thee down from thence, saith Jehovah. And Edom shall be an astonishment. Every one that goeth by it shall be astonished, and shall hiss, because of all the plagues thereof. As in the overthrow of Sodom and Gomorrah, and their neighbour cities, saith Jehovah, no one shall dwell there, neither shall the Son of Man sojourn therein. Behold, he shall come up like a lion from the swelling of the Jordan against the strong habitation, for I will make them suddenly run away from it. And who is a chosen man whom I shall appoint over her? For who is like me? And who will assign me a time? And who is that shepherd that will stand before me? Therefore hear the counsel of Jehovah, which he hath taken against Edom, and his purposes which he hath purposed against the inhabitants of Teman. The little ones of the flock shall certainly draw them away. He shall certainly make their habitations desolate for them. The earth quaketh at the sound of their fall. There is a cry, the sound whereof is heard in the Red Sea. Behold, he shall come up and fly as an eagle, and spread forth his wings against Bozrah, And at that day the heart of the mighty men of Edom shall be as the heart of a woman in her pangs. Concerning Damascus, Hamath is put to shame, and Arpad, for they have heard evil tidings. They are melted away. There is distress on the sea. It cannot be quiet. Damascus is grown feeble. She turneth herself to flee, and terror hath seized on her. Trouble and sorrows have taken hold of her as of a woman in travail. How is not the town of praise forsaken, the city of my joy? Therefore shall her young men fall in her streets, and all the men of war shall be cut off in that day, saith Jehovah of hosts. And I will kindle a fire in the wall of Damascus, and it shall consume the palaces of Ben-Hadad. Concerning Kedar, and concerning the kingdoms of Hazor, which Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon smote. Thus saith Jehovah, Arise, go up to Kedar, and spoil the men of the east. Their tents and their flocks shall they take, their curtains and their vessels and their camels shall they carry away for themselves, and they shall cry unto them, Terror on every side! Flee, wander very far, dwell deep down, ye inhabitants of Hazor, saith Jehovah. For Nebuchadrezzar king of Babylon hath taken counsel against you, and hath conceived a purpose against you. Arise, get you up against the nation at ease, that dwelleth securely, saith Jehovah, which hath neither gates nor bars, they dwell alone. And their camels shall be a booty, and the multitude of their cattle a spoil, and I will scatter to every wind them that have the corners of their beard cut off, and I will bring their calamity from all sides thereof, saith Jehovah. And Hazor shall be a dwelling place of jackals, a desolation for ever. No one shall dwell there, neither shall a son of man sojourn therein. The word of Jehovah that came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning Elam, in the beginning of the reign of Zedekiah king of Judah. Thus saith Jehovah of hosts, Behold, I will break the bow of Elam, the chief of their might, and upon Elam will I bring the four winds from the four ends of the heavens, and I will scatter them toward all those winds, and there shall be no nation whither the outcasts of Elam shall not come. And I will cause Elam to be dismayed before their enemies, and before them that seek their life, and I will bring evil upon them, my fierce anger, saith Jehovah. And I will send the sword after them, till I have consumed them. And I will set my throne in Elam, and will destroy from thence king and princes, saith Jehovah. But it shall come to pass, at the end of the days, I will turn the captivity of Elam, saith Jehovah.